December 8th, All's Well That Ends Well. Revelation chapter 22, verses 1 through 5, New King James. And he showed me a pure river of water of life, clear as crystal, proceeding from the throne of God and of the Lamb. In the middle of its street, on either side of the river, was the tree of life, which bore 12 fruits, each tree yielding its fruit every month. The leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nations. And there shall be no more curse, but the throne of God and of the Lamb shall be in it, and his servants shall serve him. They shall see his face, and his name shall be on their foreheads. There shall be no night there, no need of lamp or light of the sun, for the Lord God gives them light, and they shall reign forever and ever. I was not sure where the phrase "all's well that ends well" came from. Enter ChatGPT to let me know that William Shakespeare gave one of his comedies that title. It means that if everything turns out good, then the difficulties don't matter. Well, that may work for a play, but I'm not sure it applies to the book of Revelation. There were a lot of negative things that took place. The bowls of wrath, the entrance of the Antichrist and the beast, the battle of Armageddon. For those who've never bowed their knee to the Lord Jesus, things don't end well. Ah, but for those of us who've submitted to the Lordship of Christ, the ending of Revelation provides peace and hope and a future that looks bright, literally bright. There'll be a river of life flowing from the throne of God, clear as crystal. I'm not sure if we drink from this river or swim in the river, but either way, there's nothing impure in this water. The tree of life will be growing by the river with different fruit each month, and I'm assuming we get to eat this fruit. The tree of life also has healing in its leaves for the healing of the nations. We simply do not know what kind of goodness we will be stepping into in the next life. We do know the curse that's in the earth now will no longer be present. We no longer need to be concerned with hurricanes, tornadoes, and severe thunderstorms. Weather apps will be a thing of the past. And there will be no night or need of a lamp, for the Lord God gives light. We know that the throne of God will be among his people and the throne of Jesus, the Lamb. And we will serve him. This to me, my opinion only, indicates that we will have something to do. I do not see us floating around on clouds playing harps. The last thing that stood out to me was that we will see the face of God. God told Moses that no man could see his face and live, but as things wrap up, we'll be able to see God's face, and that will be amazing. The Father and Jesus will live with us, and we will reign forever and ever. The last verses of the book of Revelation say that Jesus is coming quickly. Keep in mind that God's quickly does not typically coincide with man's quickly, but we say amen, and even so, come Lord Jesus. The book of Revelation makes one thing abundantly clear to me. We need to reach as many as we can with the saving grace of the Lord Jesus Christ. To be with the Lord forever and ever is the greatest offering to mankind. Here's our prayer. Lord, help me, help us be more effective in reaching those who are lost. We want to take as many as we can to live with you forever and ever.